നിങ്ങൾ കേൾക്കുന്നത് SBS മലയാളം. കൂടുതൽ പരിപാടികൾ കേൾക്കാൻ sbs.com.au/മലയാളം സന്ദർശിക്കുക. ഇന്ത്യയിലെ ലോക്സഭാ തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പിന്റെ ഫലം June 4 ചൊവ്വാഴ്ച പുറത്തുവരും. തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പിന്റെ എക്സിറ്റ് പോൾ ഫലങ്ങൾ വന്നതിന് ശേഷമുള്ള അന്തരീക്ഷത്തെക്കുറിച്ച് കേൾക്കാം. ഇന്ത്യൻ തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പ് റിപ്പോർട്ട് ചെയ്യുന്ന SBS പ്രതിനിധി ആരൺ ഫെർണാണ്ടസുമായി SBS ഹിന്ദിയുടെ നറ്റാഷ കോൾ നടത്തിയ അഭിമുഖത്തിലേക്ക്.
Welcome to SBS Hindi program, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Great to be speaking with you.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, you're in India covering elections for SBS. Give us a sense about the mood in India right now.
Well, I think the mood is, I think most people are probably happy that the election is coming to an end. Talking to people around the polls, as we've been doing the last few weeks, there's really only one thing on people's minds, and that's the economy. It's the state of the job market. It's the cost of living, the price of basic goods, small and medium business owners, how they're able to run their businesses, and how much cash people actually have to spend. That's really been the singular issue. I mean, there is a lot of conversation, of course, around communal tensions and religious identity and things of that nature, and those issues are significant. They most certainly do come up, but really, in my experience of just being out and about and speaking with people, it's all about jobs, the economy, and how much money people have in their pockets. And and that's true of supporters of the government and their opponents.
Yeah, and that depends on which party is going to form the government and for the next 5 years. So is it already a festive mood there after what exit polls have revealed?
I think for the most part, even supporters of the ruling party are waiting to see what the official results from India's Election Commission on Tuesday will show. I mean, the Prime Minister, since the exit polls were released, has not made any, you know, he hasn't given any speeches claiming victory or anything like that. So I think the mood, even for BJP supporters, is to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah. How has opposition reacted to these exit polls, Aaron?
Well, the opposition has virtually completely dismissed the exit polls. They initially weren't going to participate in them at all, but then made a last-minute decision that they will join the television programming in India. But as soon as those numbers were revealed showing a massive victory for the NDA, the India Alliance has basically dismissed it, saying it's Modi media churning up the numbers, and that they'll wait for the official results on Tuesday, which they say will show an India opposition alliance victory.
We'll talk about this tomorrow as well when the results are finally announced. But I really wanted to ask you, how has your experience been so far covering elections? And what has been the most surprising aspect of covering this election for you?
I would have to say the most surprising part is that there is a lot of, there is a real diversity of opinions around the polls. And while we, I think especially in the West, there's a tendency to attribute to the BJP and to Narendra Modi this kind of one-eyed support, this uniform support across India. But I found no shortage of people that were willing to voice frustration with the government, really over economic issues. So just having really frank, giving their democratic voice and voicing their opinions around the polls. There were lots of diverse perspectives coming forward, people being really frank and unafraid to, speak about their thoughts on the election and on politics in India. Even among those that were dissatisfied, though, they were still, for the most part, leaning towards the incumbent government. But they weren't fully, satisfied or overwhelmingly in support of how things were going. They do have their concerns primarily around the economy. So just the depth and diversity of political discussions in India has been, really refreshing just to take those perspectives.
Right. Now, there were reports earlier that foreign media faced issues covering this year's election. Did you face or encounter any challenges or obstacles in your reporting?
The most difficult thing in my experience is getting access to the government. You know, for us, being from a Western democracy in Australia, I've covered federal elections in Australia, and you can find the members or the candidates contesting the election. You can approach them and ask questions whenever you want. Trying to get access, frankly, to the BJP has been extremely difficult through their media channels and through their spokesman. I did have an interview lined up in New Delhi with a spokesman for the BJP, and I did the right thing as a journalist, which was to let that person know that I would also like to ask a question about the recent spying allegations, the allegations that Indian spies were deported from Australia. And as soon as I sent that message to let the person prepare for the question, the interview was cancelled straight away. So there does seem to be a tendency with the ruling party to not want to answer questions from foreign journalists that might reflect badly on the government. So that's been really difficult to manage. And it's tough because you want to be able to offer the balanced reporting. And when people are criticizing the government, you want to be able to put those questions to the government, but it's very, very difficult to do so.
Aaron, what stories and moments have stood out to you the most during this election cycle?
I mean, I do have to go back to my earlier comments, which is it's really all about the economy from
Economy,
people
yeah.
around. If you don't have to prompt them to bring up cost of living or the jobs market, if you just ask somebody, hey, what's important to you at this election, they'll tell you without prompting. Young people especially talking about the job market. You know, thinking about what the main stories have been for me. I mean, of course, there's been a lot of allegations of vote rigging, you know, some sort of hanky panky around the polling stations and things of that nature. Those have been persistent on the ground right across India. But what stands out for me covering this election really is just the commentary around the bread and butter issues that people are facing. You know, India's government just announced this week an 8% growth in GDP for this financial year, which is just a fantastic statistic for the government and for the country, but it stands in such contrast with what people on the ground are experiencing, who really just are so concerned with the cost of living and the job market.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for speaking to us today.
ഇന്ത്യയിലെ ലോക്സഭാ തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പിന്റെ ഫലം നാളെ ജൂൺ 4 ചൊവ്വാഴ്ചയാണ് പുറത്തുവരുന്നത്. ഇതിനു മുന്നോടിയായി SBS പ്രതിനിധി ആരൻ ഫെർണാണ്ടസ് ഇന്ത്യയിൽ നിന്ന് നൽകിയ റിപ്പോർട്ടാണ് നമ്മൾ ഇതുവരെ കേട്ടത്. SBS ഹിന്ദിയുടെ നറ്റാഷ കൗളാണ് അഭിമുഖം നടത്തിയത്. നാളെ തെരഞ്ഞെടുപ്പ് ഫലവുമായി ബന്ധപ്പെട്ടുള്ള റിപ്പോർട്ടുകൾ ശ്രോതാക്കളിലേക്ക് എത്തിക്കുന്നതാണ്.
നിങ്ങൾ കേൾക്കുന്നത് SBS മലയാളം. കൂടുതൽ പരിപാടികൾ കേൾക്കാൻ SBS.com.au/മലയാളം സന്ദർശിക്കുക.